just like the Lord, so very much like Jesus.
This is Larry Jones. You are listening to the Grace and Glory Hour of the Dyer Baptist Church with our co-pastors, David M. Atkinson and Dr. Lee Atkinson. We are coming to you from Dyer, Indiana. Our prayer is that you will be strengthened by the word today. Now, here is our pastor.
If you have your Bible with you, please turn to 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter number 17. And in a few moments, we're going to begin to read at verse 8. We'll be coming in a few moments at 1 Kings 17, 8. While you're finding your places, I need to explain something very carefully. And I need for you to listen closely as I explain something. This morning, sometime during the chapel message, you may see what I call a trick. It is not magic. It is not magic. I don't do magic. I don't do black magic. I don't do white magic. This is simply a trick. I never have anything to do with any form of what is called magic. It's connected with evil powers, and I want to serve God, and I don't want to be connected with evil powers. So this is not magic. It's a simple trick or an illusion, and I'm not going to tell you how the trick works. After chapel or after one of your classes, you might want to try to figure out what makes it work, but I would request it. Most of the time that I'm speaking, you try to focus on what I'm saying and put the trick in the back of your mind. I know that's hard. The trick is to try to help you focus and pay attention. But then after you watch the trick, just try to put it in the back of your mind, and you can try to figure out later. All right. Let me tell you about the situation here in 1 Kings 17, 8. Elijah the prophet had predicted there would be a drought. What's drought? Yes, sir, in the very back corner. No rain. Very good answer. Elijah the prophet had prophesied or predicted that there'd be a drought, no more rain to grow grain. Say, no rain, no grain, please. No rain, no grain. One more time. No rain, no grain. He had predicted that there would be no rain, no grain or meal to make into food or cakes. And he made this prophecy because God's professed, I stress professed, own people were in disobedience. They were serving idols and Baal along with the Lord God, Jehovah. So God told Elijah to say, a judgment is coming because of your sins, you're worshiping little carved statues. A judgment's coming. No rain, no grain, no food or famine. All right. Verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto Elijah, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, a name of a town which belongeth to Zidon, that was a territory, and dwell there. Stay there for a while. Not just for one day. Dwell there. It's a long term. It's a continuing verb. Dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you or take care of you. The famine was where Elijah was. So God said, you go up there to Zarephath, and I have instructed a widow to sustain you, take care of you. So Elijah rose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, there she was. The widow woman was there gathering of sticks. She was going to make a fire. And Elijah called to her and said, fetch me, bring me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Well, she thought, well, there's a little bit of water left. But then he asked for something more. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. Oh my, she said, oh, will this man ever stop asking for things? First of all, we're in a drought. He asked for water, and I go to try to answer his first request, and then he asked me for a morsel of bread made from meal or grain ground up into flour. And she said, as the Lord thy God. Lord is in capital letters. It refers to Jehovah, the God that the Israelites were supposed to be worshiping, and him alone. She says, as the Lord thy God lives. She knew about Jehovah, even though she was up in a pagan idol worshiping area. As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake. I don't have a little bit of bread. But all I've got is a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in. She was going to make a little fire. That I may go in and dress the little meal that I have, and with a little bit of oil that I have in a cruse or a container, so that my son and I may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, fear not. A lot of our songs this morning were encouraging us not to be afraid, not to fear, but to trust God to take care of us. Fear not, verse 13, go and do as thou hast said, but make me, said the preacher, the prophet, make me thereof a little cake first. Oh, ouch, ouch. She and her son were starving, and the preacher's asking to be fed first. Ouch! Make me a little cake first, and bring it unto me. And after, make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God, the barrel of meal shall not waste. That is, the flour pot will not get empty. Neither shall the cruse, the container of oil, fail or get empty until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth, and the famine is over, and the olive trees will get water from the rain, and the olive trees will produce olives, and they'll be able to turn those olives into olive oil for baking the grain into cakes. And she went, and she did according to the saying of Elijah. And she invited him to stay with herself and her son for a while. She and he and her house. I don't know how many others were there. Probably just her and the son. Many days they ate, and the barrel of meal or flour wasted not. Neither did the cruse, the container, or the pot of oil fail or get empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by the prophet Elijah. Elijah was an influential, strong prophet who lived during the 9th century B.C., during the reigns of Ahab and Ahaziah in the northern kingdom of Israel. Elijah was remembered. He stood up. He had an impact on the people in that region because he dressed strangely. He was very, very fast in running. And everybody knew him for his strange attire, his fast running, and his very strong constitution. He was strong. It helped him to run, but it also helped him during the famine. And so he was the perfect one for God to choose for this time. Now, Elijah was against the fact that many down in his own region of Israel had started to mix the worship of idols, the worship of Baal, a wicked, bad, immoral god. Elijah was deeply upset that some of his own people in Israel had begun to mix their worship of Jehovah God, the Lord, with idol worship that Ahab and his wife Jezebel were promoting. And so God told Elijah to say, because my own people, the Israelites, have got a mixed up religion, it's not really anything, but it's all mixed up. It's convenient. My people are worshiping, so they say, the Lord God, but they're mixing Baal worship or idol worship with it. So he was told to tell the people and to tell Ahab, there's not going to be rain to produce olives. There's not going to be rain. There's not going to be rain to produce grain, the two things necessary to make cakes. Not going to be any more rain or the production of grain or olive oil unless and until I say so. Now, a miracle takes place in this passage. Brother Nathaniel, give me a signal when it's up. That tripod up there is right in front of the clock. Do we go to 30? 35. So a miracle takes place in this passage. The widow's cruse or pot of oil for baking never ran empty. She kept pouring and pouring. But her container of olive oil never ran empty. And the little pot where she kept her flour never ran empty either during the whole course of the drought. So she was able to keep cooking and providing for herself and her son. Now, you need to understand that this widow was up in the Zarephath. That was the town, Tyre, Sidon, were the provincial areas. She was up there. And the Israelis further south looked down on her. And they rejected her, because she lived in a region that worshipped idols. But the irony was, the inconsistency was, many of those same Israelites were worshipping idols themselves, back home further in the south. But they looked down on her and despised her because she lived in that bad area that was infamous for worshipping idols. So she was what I call a reject. She was a reject. She was despised. She was held at a distance because she was from and she lived up in that nasty idol worshiping region. But we live down here where we're supposed to worship the only God, the Lord God Jehovah, but we really don't. We mix the worship of the Lord God with the worship of some of those very same idols, but we still think that we're better than she is. She's an outcast. Children, remember this. We should never despise, look down on, or reject anyone. We should never look down on anyone, regardless of where they come from or what the color of their skin is. We should never think we're better than anybody. That is pride, and God hates pride and superiority. All right. Now, I need some volunteers. I need this young lady right there. Yes, in the blue. And all right. This young gentleman in the gray right there. Would you sit there, please? And you sit there. All right. Now, I don't know if you've ever thought that you'd like to be an actress or an actor, but I've signed a contract with you both this morning. Okay? And I hope you can get your lines, all right? Your lines are not long, and it may be when they start to speak, you can all help them say their lines. Okay? You are the widow's son. Got it?
Okay.
You're the widow's son. And your line is, I'm hungry. I need more cake. Say it.
I'm hungry. I need more cake.
Again, you join him. I'm hungry. I need more cake. One more time. I'm hungry. I need more cake. And you are the widow. Oh, my, you look old. You suddenly got old. You're a widow. And your line is, but we need more oil to bake the cake. Oh, louder. You help her. But we need more oil to bake the cake. One more time. But we need more oil to bake the cake. All right. We need more oil to bake the cake. And remember, there was a miracle. This is not a miracle. This is not magic. This is a trick. And here comes. Oh, my. You can see the cruise is totally upside down. It's empty. Oh, my, what are we going to do? We need God to do a miracle because we got to have oil to mix with the flour to make the cake. Oh, say, I hope he doesn't get hungry again.
I hope he doesn't get hungry.
She said, I hope he doesn't get hungry again.
I need more cake.
And what do you need to make the cake?
Oil.
Join him. I need more cake. I need more oil. And you answer back. But we don't have oil. It ran out. It ran out, didn't it? We don't have any more oil. Even if we've got the flour, we don't have any more oil, do we? But God promised to take care of us. Oh, listen.
Huh?
Oh. Then two days later.
I need more cake.
But we need oil to cook, to make the cake.
You need more oil to make the cake. Well. Let's see. And what are we going to do? We need a miracle. Oh, my.
What?
Oh, now it's a week later. Louder.
I'm hungry. I need more cake.
Good. You got your line right. He said, I'm hungry. I need more cake. And you say?
But we need more oil to cook the cake.
We need a miracle. Not magic. We need a miracle from God. You may go back to your seats. Now look, God takes care of us. God takes care of us. I'm going to give you 3 points. We got 4 minutes. 3 points. Number one, look at verse 12a if you have your Bibles. Verse 12a. The widow said, as the Lord thy God liveth. She was identifying with Elijah's God. In fact, we have every reason to think she was a believer and a follower of Jehovah. She says, she'd heard about Jehovah, and she says, as the Lord thy God liveth, I haven't got a whole cake left, but just a little flour. Number one, God takes care of us when we depend or trust on Jesus as our Savior. She had believed. She was up in a pagan, idol-worshipping region, but she had believed in the Lord. All capital letters, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. She had believed on the Lord. God takes care of you and me today when we trust in God. When we trust in the Lord God, when we trust in His Son, the Lord Jesus, who came to shed His blood for the forgiveness of our sin. And I'm serious. I urge you, if you've never trusted in God's Son, the Lord Jesus, to forgive your sins through the merits of the blood He shed on the cross of Calvary, you need to trust Jesus. Depend on God for the forgiveness of your sin. Then notice also verse 13, the third section of verse 13, the third section. The preacher, the prophet said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Oh, they had hardly anything left. We'll make a little fire and one more cake. Then they expected to starve to death. And this prophet says, Make me a cake first. Number two, God takes care of us when we put others first. God takes care of us when we put others first. My stomach sometimes grumbles and gurgles and makes noises when I get hungry. Does your stomach ever do that? Okay, thank you. You may put your hands down. How would you feel if your stomach was making noises and grumbling and someone said, feed me first, feed me first? That's what happened. But she fed the prophet first, so God took care of her. That's number two. God takes care of us when we put others first. Number three, verse 15a. And she went, and she did according to the saying of Elijah. Number three, God takes care of us when we obey his instructions. God takes care of us when we obey his instructions. God takes care of us when we trust in him and the blood of his son for the forgiveness of our sins. God takes care of us when we put other people first. And God takes care of us when we obey his instructions and we find his instructions in his word.
Isn't that just like the Lord? So very much like Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is graceglory7@juno.com. graceglory7@juno.com. Pastor David M. Atkinson also has a ministry on Facebook and invites you to connect with him there. Now, until the next time, remember to walk softly with the Lord.